This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. Thanks for having us. Really a pleasure.
You know, your stock has blown up since the last time we've had you on the show. What gives?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, everybody. Oh, it's a good one. I think it's a culmination of a series of things. You know, the company's really coming out of an incredibly long R&D cycle, and we've managed to build out three technical platforms, winning all sorts of awards, you know, product awards, and then academic awards, and then recognition for innovation, and it's just kind of stacking up. And I think the language really of the company has shifted so dramatically from sort of what it could be to what it is. And that's a big deal, right? It's not what it could be now. It's what it is, what the technology, what the products represent. We're in the early stage of commercial adoption. Our breakthrough water technology is finding acceptance from both industry and academics and municipalities and federal funding. What we know it to be is a technical breakthrough, right? And then, of course, our industrial odor control product is finding traction in the selling market. So we're very excited about that. Sales are climbing, which is very exciting. And then, of course, we've got these advanced wound care products in the medical field, and we're making progress on those as well. So I think it's that simple. You know, this long, steadfast commitment to building excellence in science and product design, and now the market is realizing that we've got game-changing, disruptive technologies that turned into products that can make money, and we're on the mission.
You know, can you give us an update for myself and the listeners, an update about the CooperDyne cleaning commercial efforts? Where are we at in the process of that?
Yeah, so that's great. So remember, the CooperDyne Clean is a product that was first developed in the consumer products years ago. We won four Products of the Year awards. But we really suffered under licensing deals and had a hard time really turning those into money, which was interesting. And when you look at those markets, they were highly commoditized up against big international brands and distribution and all these barriers to entry that really made it tough to commercialize that product. About 9 months ago, we were recruited into that industry by one of the leaders in the waste handling industry. And as it turns out, that liquid chemistry, which is a specialty chemistry product, is incredibly effective at oxidizing volatile organic compounds. VOCs is the acronym, VOC. Well, like sulfur and ammonia and mercaptans. And so what's happened is we found ourselves in a spot where we can take that liquid chemistry and mist it into misting systems, then literally treat the air, and it breaks down these volatile organic compounds so effectively and so gently that it's safe for people, safe for the environment, safe for surfaces, and incredibly effective at breaking down volatile organic compounds, things that stink. And these things that stink, these vapors, are natural byproducts of decomposition, right? Okay, so once we sort of found ourselves in that market, we set up a whole program. That's a selling program, a commission program, a distributor program, a value proposition for customers with an unconditional guarantee of satisfaction, and for large corporate accounts, free trials, right? We say, look, you try it, we know one thing. When you use it, you'll see immediately that it's a product that outperforms any product you've ever seen in the market. And so literally that's what's happening. We're out building distribution and trials, and we're finding acceptance from some very large accounts that are now expanding from 1 to 3 to 6 locations and more. And we're in the hunt with a number of big corporate accounts. And those are just, in our opinion, they're just a matter of time before they really find traction and roll out. And what's amazing about that product is the biggest objection is the fact that the products they've used in the past were so poor that they have a hard time believing us.
Right, right, right. So let me ask you this. Do you have a sales team? How are you getting the news out? How are you getting traction on this, and what kind of revenues could we be seeing here in the first and second quarter of 2017 for this product?
That's a good good question. So we're not quite at the spot where we're ready to forecast revenues because there's still things that are organizationally growing, right? And so before you start forecasting, our attitude is to be really careful so that we exceed what we project, okay? And what we know, for example, let me give you an example. We're selling right now through agents, internal sales, trade associations where we've signed up as affiliates, and we're marketing through those trade associations and events where we can do demos. Because right now, if you do a demo, you get a trial, and if you do a trial, you get a customer.
I see.
I mean, that's the basic profile. And then as that's gaining momentum, well, of course, we're negotiating with some of the larger players for volume discounts and things like that to really expand the adoption cycle in a more rapid fashion. So here's what we think. We know that if we keep doing what we're doing and of course invest in infrastructure and marketing, that we can continue to expand sales on a pretty steadfast clip. And the sales are growing. And I like to say they're growing about double every 60, 90 days, okay? But what can happen is some of these big corporate accounts could step in and really adopt it as a corporate profile and say, hey, everybody needs to use this product. And all of a sudden, some of these accounts, have hundreds, if not the largest is probably something like 500 or 600 locations, right? And so those accounts represent a couple $1,000 a month in product sales to us. And we have to service them, have to train them and support them and deliver and make sure it works. But those big corporate accounts represent really fast growth opportunities. And we believe that it's only a matter of time before we get that kind of adoption. But we are up against this legacy perception that there's no odor product that actually works. And that is our challenge. We have to show them that there is a product that actually works and it's affordable and safe and easy and you just didn't know.
Exactly.
And so it gets us really excited though, because it's the first time, in the journey for BioLargo where there's a target where literally we can do a demo and get an account.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And talking about revenues, and you guys have four or five different products that are coming out to the mainstream. Which product do you think is going to lead in the revenue department for BioLargo in the first and second quarter of 2017?
I know. It's so funny you asked that question. We have a little bit of a horse race going on, right? There's even a little bit of internal competition,
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing. I mean, the good news is that everything where we've invested, every asset that we've really invested time, energy, and money, refining, developing, positioning within each industry for adoption, is actually working. I mean, it's amazing, right? So we've got three broad stroke categories: industrial odor control, the advanced water treatment, and then these advanced medical products for advanced wound care.
Right.
Okay. Each has its own capital, technical, regulatory, journey. But in each category, they're really a highly disruptive platform that can impact these very large markets, okay? So the way we think about it is, and this is one of the beauties about BioLargo, is number one, we've showed a steadfast commitment to excellence, refinement, and adoption, and we've been very steady for a very long time, number one. Number two, right? We know that in each of these situations, if we're going to put money in, put it to work, we have to invest where we have a good assurance that we're going to get it back. Okay, and that's a hallmark for BioLargo's investment strategy and deploying capital and getting returns for our shareholders, right? Okay, so the beauty in all that is it's been executed in a conservative fashion. It has short-term, medium-term, and long-term value propositions, and they're all big. Well, that's a great thing, okay? When you look at it and you step back and you say, well, what's the biggest? Well, it's probably the water. The argument there is we have an advanced technology. It's now a product. We did our first alpha unit about 5 weeks ago where we showcased at the University of Alberta. And that advanced water treatment technology is a disruptor, meaning a game changer. We would argue it's a technical leap forward in the way that you can treat water rapidly and efficiently, okay? High performance, low cost. That's the key value proposition. And in that design, we own the patents that allow that technology to be deployed at any scale. So it could literally be under your kitchen sink. It could be in the poorest of poor of nations, and it has the ability to scale up to very large scale industrial applications. Okay. $360 billion market. And we are a disruptor for the way you treat water. And in particular, we take on the competition of ultraviolet light, UV, ozone, things like carbon filtration technologies. And our first target is to focus on areas where the incumbents have a very difficult time performing. So we're after the most difficult, where we get industry adoption, where there literally is not an affordable solution that works. That's water. In the advanced wound care, our product is really a potential disruptor for a billion-dollar category. I mean, it is a big market. And in that, we're featuring iodine, as you know, and we're marching through. We received our really significant commitment from an investor group about December and January of this last year. We've been putting that money to work, advancing through the development phase of a very refined product opportunity, including manufacturing, regulatory compliance, labeling, proof of efficacy, proof of non-cytotox, broad-spectrum killing capability. And it's got all these features that are now sort of culminating in the creation of a finalized product design in preparation for FDA, okay? And the way we think about that is that's a disruptor for a $6 billion category, a subset of probably close to a billion, okay? And we're bringing forth an advancement in the way that you can treat chronic infected wounds. And the key is to get in the game, and you got to get in the game with a finished product and a regulatory approval, and we're knocking on that door.
You know,
so that's pretty cool.
Talking about all these different venues that you have and products, do we have enough in the coffers and on the balance sheet to go forward and to make these things happen? Are we going to have to dilute? Are we going to have to raise more money? Where are we at in the process of that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the company's in the best financial condition it's been in the journey. Okay, so it's better than it's ever been. Is it fully funded? Is probably the rhetorical question. The answer is probably no. Okay, but how do you get that? How do you achieve that? You know, one argument is that our odor control product, which is now commercial and on a rapid click on a growth curve, actually could generate enough cash flow to finance all the others. In fact, one of our distributors we're working with, he said to me, he said, well, tell your board, we'll pay for it, right? We'll end up paying for all the other projects. I said, well, slow down, right? We're not quite ready for that. Slow down. Okay. So, but the point is, right, that sales can actually generate cash flow to make these other projects
absolutely
work. That's one. The second is that we are recipients of significant grant support, okay? So you say, well, do you have enough money to do all this big water? Well, the answer is no, but we have such incredible support from the Canadian federal and provincial system, and we've received major grants. I think it's 16 total, and the number and the velocity and the size is all increasing, okay? And it represents a technical breakthrough that deserves public funding because it's in the public interest to see this advanced technology find an adoption cycle, okay? So that's another way you supplement your capital base without really dilution, okay? Another really interesting is when you have a technology that can touch so many different market segments, one of the strategies is to really finance the vertical market as opposed to dilute the parent company. And the best example I can point to is what we did at Clyra Medical. That's our advanced wound care subsidiary. We brought in an investor who purchased a minority share, committed to a line of credit once we got through FDA to go commercial. And so that financing occurred in a non-dilutive way for BioLargo, you see. And that model, that strategy on really leveraging this commercial opportunity to create capital base, execution, partners, licensing candidates, manufacturing, selling and distribution. That model is how we are expanding the business on what we would argue is a highly conservative financing structure at the parent company. Now, the beauty is that with the increase in attention that we're receiving and the significance of these technical breakthroughs, I think the future for our shareholders is really quite bright. And so we do want to accelerate, and so we're always studying the best way to push the accelerator down and make sales and these strategic alliances happening faster. Okay, so that's what we're doing.
We're starting to run out of time here a little bit, Dennis. I could talk to you all day, but one last question I had for you kind of before we wrap it up is, what's next for AOS?
Well, there's a lot going on there. That technology, we did our first showcase, so there's two tracks that are going on, and I say two tracks because they kind of meld together, of course. One is that we've chosen this academic pathway, and the academic pathway is supported with public funding. And that's an incredibly potent combination because you get credibility, excellence in terms of science and engineering, and of course funding to make sure it all gets pulled together and you execute. So that's wonderful. The next challenge is to say, okay, what part of that opportunity can I then accelerate? Accelerate through strategic sort of deal making, partner the right partners, the right target market, a place where the adoption cycle can be compressed. You know, we want to compress adoption so that we can minimize capital exposure and accelerate revenues. And so that is the hunt. So what's next for the AOS filter, this advanced oxidation system? All of that. More grants, more pilots, more partners, more advancement, more refinement, commercial sales, right? First pilots, which are really scheduled for Q1 2017 to start in the poultry industry. We have poultry processing and livestock well water conditioning, which are great spots where we received significant funding to help us get through that adoption cycle. So, and again, what you're really looking at is this first glimpse of what is arguably a disruptor, right? This technical advance that has a chance to impact just about every segment of a $360 billion market. It's a special and very exciting moment.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. My guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. Well, they're making things happen over there. They've got three major lines of products and divisions over there. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, we're going to check back with you in the next month or two, see how things are going, and I really do appreciate you taking time out. I wish you the best for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, and go BioLargo.